Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Detective Lou lifted all of us up in the too brief time we were fortunate enough to have him with us. And New York City stands a little taller today because he walked among us.
10,000 people line the streets in New York City. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2015. That was Mayor Bill de Blasio talking about Officer Nguyen Jin Liu, who was the second officer to go through the funeral process, sadly, as he was murdered in cold blood, as many of you know, weeks and weeks ago, sadly, as he sat with his partner in a patrol car. And the mayor has got nothing but cold shoulder looks and icy stares from the police ever since, for the most part. And in fact, so many officers, of course, were also at those funeral services. They turned their backs when the mayor was speaking to say, "We don't know you." And to talk about Nguyen Jin Liu, after as many of the wall in blue felt that they were being, in fact, part of a kind of a conspiracy against the cops, if you will, and a lot of that they're heaping on the mayor. So at the funeral for this murdered New York City police officer, you even had the FBI director who said that he's shocked and bewildered by the increased number of police officer deaths in 2014. I've talked about this before here on the show, and I know there's police officers that listen to America Tonight, and thanks for listening. And I know because you send me a lot of concerned emails, and you would love to come on the show, but if you're on active duty, you don't want to talk about it, and you are worried about reprisals from your departments. But many of you have told me that there is a definite fear, and this is from the East Coast to the West Coast, about being targeted by people who are nuts more than usual, because they're being stirred up by what happened in these two grand jury situations, one in New York with Eric Garner and the other one, of course, Michael Brown, who was shot, and the officer, Darren Wilson, who wasn't indicted, in fact, resigned from the police department in Ferguson, Missouri. And since that happened in the summer, was the Ferguson, Missouri, both shootings were actually, well, both the shooting and the chokehold incident, the New York police officer accused of the chokehold and "I can't breathe" and all of that, that happened as well in the summer, and now this has swung into, I believe, 2015, because there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of fear, there's no question about it. The shooter, in this case, Ishmael Brinsley, killed himself after he murdered the two innocent police officers, but he spewed all his hate all over social media before he carried out the deadly shooting that, of course, was the retaliation for the two black males that I just mentioned, Garner and Brown. And I don't think, sadly, we've seen the last of this, and the FBI director is right to be concerned about it. 115 cops killed last year. I mean, that's a big, shocking increase from the year before. So this is why police departments are concerned about it, telling police officers to wear their vests, not just when they're going out to certain situations. And it's an awful, awful, awful thing that happened. VP Joe Biden spoke December 27th at his partner's funeral, at Nguyen Jin Liu's partner's funeral, and talked about how heartbroken everybody is and that kind of stuff. Nobody turned their back on Biden. Specifically, turning the back on Bill de Blasio is for the reasons I said. Many feel as though he helped ignite the fuse, along with Al Sharpton and some others, for things that they said about the police and how they handle their situations with their encounters with black folks. And I think Bill de Blasio, who's tried to do what he can to turn that situation around, is finding that it's not going to come easy by any stretch of the imagination. All right, besides New York, I know many of you are probably freezing cold out there. Notice the big dip in the temperatures, as someone said to me today. And, of course, you know we have our satellite facility in Dallas, Texas, that, wow, it's, you know, never this cold. Oh, this is unbelievable. It's in the 30s and 20s and whatnot. And I said, you know what? It's January. Do we all realize that this is January? And if you live in the Midwest and you live in the East Coast, what kind of weather do you normally get this time of year? Granted, it is a little jarring when it first happens and you see this huge drop off in the temps. But isn't this something that we live with each and every year? I think the scary thing is when you get those blizzards or when you have ice sheets and sheets of ice and traffic snarls and, you know, backups where somebody has a chain reaction because of a car that smashes into another car that spins off into another car, and usually it's that black ice. It could be visibility, and it could be something to do with snow and whatnot. But we know this. It is harsh weather. I mean, it's harsh weather. And altogether, as I was looking at what people had to say, the meteorologists, the weather folks, it has hit 28 states. Are you living in one of those 28 states? I mean, so here's the thing. When it gets cold, I'm asking you, please send me this to americatonight.net. What do you do to combat the cold? Don't you just bundle up? I mean, do you just live in long johns, throw on your sweatshirt, bundle up when you walk out? I walked the dog today. It was 25 degrees. Well, I had my ears covered. I had a couple of layers on, you know, and it was fine. It was fine. I don't like the rain that freezes the sleet. I certainly don't like tornadoes. And snow is awesome when you're skiing in it, when you don't have to shovel it by the truckload because you've had a blizzard. I get that. That is harsh. I mean, that is harsh. And maybe we're going to see some of that throughout this winter. Who knows? That's what happens at the end of the winter. We're all desperate to get to the spring, and then we talk about how terrible it was the past winter, the worst ever. And, man, a bad snowstorm. I completely sympathize and understand. And I know through the new year, there were people that dealt with that. There were people, you could see when the ball was dropping, people were freezing at Times Square. I mean, they were freezing. And I'm looking, because I can do that through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, I'm looking at some of the places where it's snowing, where they're getting sleet. Right now, live, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that, you know, in Indianapolis, it's pretty cloudy, and they're concerned they may get some snow in the next couple of days, and some of that freezing rain and all of that. So I resolve to find every single way that I can pass on to you the ways to combat harsh winter weather. If you have some good suggestions, I'm serious about this, send them to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up on this show, we're also going to tell you, sadly, about the death of Stuart Scott. I met him a couple of times, sat in a press box with him. He was a longtime face on ESPN, died at the age of 49 years old. He had cancer, and he had really, if you want to use the word, battled it. He had really battled it since 2007. He gave a really, I thought, awesome speech at the ESPYs. We're going to let you hear that, too, at the tail end of the show, where he talked a lot about his two daughters, but booyah to Stuart Scott. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Of candidates who would like to hear that song when they enter a room for both the GOP and the Democrats. I mean, everybody assumes Hillary Clinton, but let me tell you, there are people that would like to challenge Hillary Clinton, although it's not likely they would win the nomination. Let's face it, she has it if she wants it. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a brand new spanking awesome new year now that we're a couple of days into 2015. So the conversation, as I said, when we were rolling out of last year, would really ramp up when it came to politics, presidential politics especially. You have like Mike Huckabee even, who's leaving Fox News, and he's saying he's going to make a decision by late spring whether he's going to run in 2016. Of course, we know Rand Paul from Kentucky, the senator, it's most likely he will. Senator Ted Cruz from the state of Texas, Tea Partiers love him. He says he's interested. I mean, they haven't all officially declared or anything, but we know that they're in the mix, to be sure. And Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, also is hinting that, hey, you can have two people running from Florida. That's because Jeb Bush is doing everything he can to remove any obstacles in his way. Clearly, Jeb Bush would like to take this nomination. You know, I was thinking about this over the holidays. And you look at the Democrats, and supposedly Joe Biden wants to throw his name in there. The former senator from Virginia, Jim Webb, wants to put his name in the hat, whatever, in the ring. But because you just seem it, I mean, there's going to be challengers, but you have to assume it's going to be Hillary Clinton. And you think, okay, now, what if it did come down to that? As you're listening to me, sitting there on the back porch, taking the last drag or two, Can you imagine if the choice, that's the choice. The choice is Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush. And we've been down the Clinton path before. And we've been down the Bush path before, too. How much baggage, though, would affect either one of them for things with family, legacy? While in one sense, they have the political acumen and you want to raise $1 billion, Jeb Bush could do it with the Bush family. Absolutely. And, of course, Hillary Clinton could do it. So the two of them would have the right people in place to run the kind of high-dollar, big-stakes campaign that it is now to become president. But how much other liabilities would fall out of their back pockets, and maybe things not even completely connected to them, but connected to people around them? I mean, would that affect the way the mechanism behind them, the machine, the paper tiger we never see, would that affect those decisions? It's interesting because, you know, playing Hail to the Chief, you could almost hear that at Cowboy Stadium. Chris Christie high-fiving, hugging, it looks so awkward. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, and his son, Stephen Jones, as they were celebrating the final capper, the final Romo touchdown that pushed the Cowboys to the 24-20 win over the Detroit Lions with a couple of minutes on the clock, even though the Lions had a chance to come back and all that. I mean, they were just like they were the best buddies. And Chris Christie is getting massive flack over this from New Jersey folks, because, you know, he is the governor of New Jersey, not the governor of Texas. I mean, and of course, he can root for whoever he wants to root for. But I think what happened is, because he was in that cowboy box when the Cowboys were playing Philadelphia and, of course, beat them in December, that really ticked off so many people, and they had him on camera so many times that I don't know. He's not getting any love. He's not getting any bounce back from that. So then to see him again, this time traveling to Texas, and you can believe in New Jersey they're going to talk about, I hope it was on his own dime. Who covered that? Not the people of not the taxpayers of New Jersey, certainly, because there's been problems before when he went to his son's soccer game and he used a helicopter and the state police took him to the game, and then there was a question of, was he paying for the gas to fuel it up and stuff? I mean, seriously. So he's not getting the kind of love that he used to get in New Jersey, and he's not getting it in some of the surrounding areas either. But he really wants this. I mean, he really wants to be president, and he's not shy. I mean, he hasn't declared, but he's not shy about hinting, expressing, being in the mix, doing all those kinds of things that put you out there. But you wonder how much of a chance of your handicapping this do you give Chris Christie now? A year ago, you would give Chris Christie a much better chance, but now you've got Jeb Bush that also is in the middle of this. You have a popular Rand Paul in some areas, especially with younger voters, libertarian, different way of thinking, not completely along the conservative path. Some things, yes, but not everything. I think it's going to set up for a rather interesting year, my friends. I mean, all of 2015, we're going to have plenty of these kinds of discussions, trust me. Because this is the part where, this is the seduction part, let's put it that way. You know what I mean? Where you're just, nobody wants to lose. They're politicians, and you got to have a thick skin, and especially these days. But they just want to test the waters, the people around them, before they file the papers and see what the polls say. Read the tea leaves. Go to Iowa. Take the trips. Make the trip to New Hampshire. Feel people out. Get a sense of what kind of a shot they really have. So what kind of a shot do you give Chris Christie to win New Jersey if he were the candidate? Not very much if people are going to think about the press box deal, because, you know, sometimes people back east, and I know I was raised there, right, have a hard time letting things go. Hey, you were in that box, not press box, you were in the owner's box with Jerry Jones on the road. We saw you. And then there you were once again down in Dallas. But at least his plane made it. Did you hear the story about the hundreds of people that landed in San Francisco? And, hey, they made it safe and sound. But this was after being overseas, like a 28-hour flight. And they were there for 12 hours on a tarmac in the Middle East without food or flight information, nothing. I mean, they had nothing. There was apparently this flight that fog rolled into the city of Abu Dhabi, and they had a delayed takeoff for a half day. And I guess what people were saying when they finally got off this flight in San Francisco is they kept hearing that this would be so annoying, wouldn't it? They kept hearing they were going to leave 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes from now for 12 hours. Like, they would literally come on the speaker and they would tell the people on the plane, hey, you know, be comfortable because, you know, don't get up or whatever. We're leaving 20 minutes from now. Then they'd say 30 minutes and they'd start the whole process over and over again. And they said that the flight crew said to them, look, the airport's too crowded with other stranded flights, so we can't get off the plane. We can't let you get off the plane to wait. You're just going to have to sit on this plane. 12 hours. You're in Abu Dhabi. 12 hours on a plane. Eventually, they passed out sandwiches, water, but they didn't have a lot of stuff. Obviously, people started to have fights with each other. I mean, all kinds of crazy things. We get inconvenience when we're traveling, and delays happen. I mean, hey, fog, they're not taking off in the fog. There has to be a better way to do this. I mean, even in another country. Abu Dhabi, are you kidding? They spit gold bars. Yeah, I mean, you got to have bucks to live in Abu Dhabi. They move mountains and buildings and fly in whatever they want to fly in. I find it so hard to believe that they bunked it up with these people on this plane. So like I said, Chris Christie at least made it to Dallas, however he made it to Dallas. Different for the people that were flying to San Francisco, which, by the way, how crazy is that? San Francisco will often have delays because they're a city known for fog, right? So here they are, and a lot of these were people from all over the place, but people who were native San Franciscans. So they're used to the fog deal, but now they're stuck on this tarmac for 12 hours. Oh, I mean, that's where you really, if your New Year's resolution was to find patience, boy, that would be your first big test, wouldn't it? They say you should never ask for something like that. Like, give me more patience, because then more roadblocks are going to be thrown in your way and you're going to have to deal with lots of things like 12-hour delays. Oh, my. Oh, my. Odds and ends when we come back on the flip side. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
New Year's resolutions. You keeping any of them? Yeah, we're just a couple days in. I noticed I did a sweep, sort of some reconnaissance around my neighborhood, and there's six different gyms, from 24-hour gym to the equivalent of a Bally's gym to individually owned gyms, etc. And, you know, Anytime Fitness, that's one that is a chain around the country. And I noticed that people were jamming on it. I mean, you could tell they were, where you had the glass windows, you could see people were working out, but cars were flooding into the gym. And I was talking to a trainer the other day, and he told me, oh, yeah, that'll happen till probably about middle of February, maybe. And then people start to drop like flies. Isn't it like 21 days and it becomes a habit, right? Can you get through the 21 days? Well, how about this in odds and ends? Will John Boehner still be the Speaker of the House? Because Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas is saying, you know what, he's a lousy Speaker of the House. And Gohmert is kind of controversial because he says whatever he thinks and doesn't care. He has no filter. So in one way, all right, attaboy, you know, Louie. But some really love him, and some really hate that about Gohmert. But he says he's running because a poll showed that 60% of the people who voted Republican in November midterms did so because they wanted a different speaker. And 25% of them said they wouldn't vote for the Republicans in 2016 if there wasn't a change. That really was a question, right? So he made this big announcement on Fox and Friends on Sunday. It was part of what I call the Sunday swirl. And typically you have a couple of candidates for Speaker of the House, one Democrat, one Republican, with the, usually the candidate that wins is the majority party, so you know, Republican. And Gohmert said, in a lot of ways, the party establishment say that if one Republican runs, it could really hand the speakership to the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, which, wow, I find that hard to believe. I would think that they would just vote for Boehner whether they wanted to or not, to be honest, versus Pelosi. But the House rules say that a person has to get a majority of the votes cast to be elected. So as long as 59 Republicans vote for someone and they don't just say present, because, you know, there's that trick of saying, oh, I'm present, and they don't make a decision, then more votes would have to be taken until the speaker is elected. The last time, and I did a little research on this, ready? The last time, this is a great nugget for you. Last time it took more than one ballot, baby, to elect a speaker was 1923. You know how long it took? It's brutal. It took 9 attempts back in 23. I wonder if we're going to have a big to-do here for the speakership. I wonder if that's going to happen. I mean, Gohmert tossed his hat in the ring for Speaker of the House. He's saying, yeah, I'm all in. He's saying Boehner didn't do what he's supposed to do. He didn't do what we thought he was going to do. He dumped on us. And I think what happened with Boehner was that whole thing of the thread that, hey, listen, we're not going to fund the government if we're not going to give the money for Obamacare, so we're going to not fund the government. So if we don't come to a standoff here, or immigration was the latest thing. Okay, we got this immigration executive action, and we're going to hold off on that, you know, and then we'll fund the government if we hold off on that. But there was no going there. So is that going to come back to actually bite Boehner in the bum? Is that going to happen to him? Is he going to, I mean, he'd start crying if that happened, you know, because it would be dramatic if you had a couple of votes over and over again. But I don't think it's, I don't think it'd be unbelievable if that happened, because they're ready to try to make a move for that. But Gohmert, I mean, Gohmert says he wants to do it. And Ted Yoho from Florida, same thing. Hey, we, you know, obviously the voters are telling the story if they're saying they want this to happen, because they're upset that Boehner didn't play politics, that he just decided, okay, we're going to fund it. And where this comes from, so you know, this poll, it's the Cadell Associates survey, and it showed that exact number, that 64%, to be exact, they call Boehner too ineffective in opposing Obama's agenda. And when they were asked to replace, if they wanted to replace Boehner, 34% said they definitely would support a new speaker. And 26 said they probably would want someone else. So the list is growing. Now, if you look at the resignation of Michael Grimm from New York, it drops the total number of House members in the new Congress to 434. Republicans hold 246 seats. So Boehner would need at least 218 of those votes. So a little bit of private math shows that 18 Republicans are saying they oppose him. So there are some that are saying, you know, they're not going to do it. Even if they're not saying it publicly, but there are some that are saying it publicly, like Walt Jones, the congressman from North Carolina. He's just saying, I can't, in my good conscience, vote for John Boehner. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. So I've been meeting with groups of people, and we're hoping to have a sitting member of Congress that we can call out their name. So that's what they're looking to do. There's another Republican, Tom Massey from Kentucky, opposing Boehner. Says, forget about it. Says that it's just, You know, it's not going to work. He doesn't work. We need a different kind of leadership in the House. And then he has a list of people that he thought would be pretty good. So I think that they're going to take him on. And speaking of taking on, Obamacare has one of its biggest challenges in 2015. And we're going to be at the Supreme Court for a couple of days in the beginning of March, broadcasting, you know, from there, because the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments about the subsidies, right? And, of course, Republicans have been trying to overturn the ACA for the last 5 years. But with the Supreme Court decision, and I mean the oral argument and then ultimately what happens there, what the decision is, because what the specific case is King versus Burwell. I mean, and this is the biggest challenge yet, the biggest challenge yet. And if the justices rule, so you want to pay attention to this, this is looking ahead in 2015, besides the beauty pageant race of who's going to run in 2016. The other thing is going to be this in March, because if the justices rule against the ACA, people who get subsidies in all but the 13 states that are running their own health exchanges would be dropped. So that would dump a major part of the law's funding. Because of this glitch in the way the law was written, opponents say that subsidies can't be paid to people who live in states where the health exchanges are run by the government. A ruling against the White House would be huge. But would it hurt the Republicans in 2016? Because would they take the blame for the loss of subsidies? Because that's what would happen. So people who are getting subsidies for whatever they amount to, then they would get premium increases because now the subsidies would be out the window. Are they going to be the ones, are the Republicans running, are they going to be the ones that will get the blowback, the blame for that, if that happens? So this Supreme Court ruling is huge. It's huge. I think it could also be a leverage thing. I think it could be a leverage thing because then the law is substantially different if you don't have those subsidies, you know, if that's what happens here. No way to know. You know, the individual mandate, that's another big part of what they say is part of the funding to the ACA. And, of course, it is because who's paying in? You know, who's paying the money in? And what if that were to change? That's another thing that's happening. And what happens with the veterans. So there's a million tentacles to affordable health care, the Affordable Health Care Act. But this is the big one. This is the big, big challenge because it will have, a massive effect on a lot of Americans. And how are they going to view this change? How are they going to view the change, you know, in the law if it happens? Because it hasn't happened yet and it wouldn't happen till the summertime, probably. Most likely, if they hear it in March, they wouldn't have any kind of a ruling until right before they took off, because you know how that works. So that wouldn't happen. Interesting. Coming up, did you nail the score? Because we did have a special Nail the Score edition. A bunch of people actually sent emails and called in, too. Plus, Sports Center anchor Stuart Scott, dead at the age of 49. If you ever watched any sports, and let's face it, when they put up those dishes in Connecticut, it was a stroke of brilliance because then, I mean, now they're just gigantic ESPN. It's a brand times brand times brand. You would have had to have heard Stuart Scott at some point. And he had a lot of catchphrases that people, I think, like to remember. And he was first diagnosed with cancer in 2007, went through surgeries and chemotherapy, and really survived it for a long time. So Stuart Scott, dead at 49. We're going to let you hear what he had to say when he stepped on the stage at the ESPYs in 2014. Hang with us.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Doesn't it already? We're at the tail end of this first hour here of America Tonight. I mentioned the fact that Stuart Scott passed away at the age of 49 and how big of a presence he had on ESPN. He joined the network in 1993. He was a huge voice on their SportsCenter program. He had a unique style. There's no question about it. A lot of people try to copy it afterwards. That kind of became the brand of ESPN. And he was the guy that you saw that you, over and over again when it was repeated. He was entertaining for sure. I enjoyed some of certainly what I saw from Stuart Scott. And I mentioned that I had a couple of brushes with him, and he was really just a terrific, funny, you know, guy. I saw him in a few press boxes and sat at a table with him a few times in New York, and he had a very, very good reputation. So there was a moment of silence, actually, at a lot of games on Sunday, including the Bengals-Colts NFL wild card playoff game in Indy, the Mavericks-Cavaliers NBA game in Cleveland, and a bunch of other college games too as well. Here's one of the last times publicly that Stuart Scott spoke, and he was at the ESPY Awards, and here's what he had to say.
Cancer.
You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. So live. Live. Fight like hell. And when you get too tired to fight, then lay down and rest and let somebody else fight for you. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support. The best thing I've ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad to Taylor and Sydney. It's true. I can't ever give up because I can't leave my daughters. Yes, sometimes I embarrass them. Sometimes they think I'm a tyrant. That's a direct quote. There is an adjective that describes tyrant too, but I'm not going to go there. Taylor and Sydney, I love you guys more than I will ever be able to express. You two are my heartbeat. I am standing on this stage here tonight because of you.
All right, Stuart Scott again, losing the battle with cancer, pretty well-known sportscaster. It was a big weekend in sports, without a doubt, because the stage is set in college football. How about that? Look at what's going to happen now on January 12th. Oregon and Ohio State, an actual playoff game for national championship, the two semifinal games. Didn't turn out how some people thought, anyway. Florida State out, Alabama out. And I was very surprised by Bama. I thought Alabama would pull it out. I really, really did. So on the 12th, there is a college football matchup. And, you know, we do this fun nail-the-score thing. Baltimore and Pittsburgh was the nail-the-score game. And most of us picked Pittsburgh. In fact, Matt Johnson, the technical maestro of the show, picked the Steelers to win it 17-16. I picked the Steelers 28-21. Lo and behold, no, you picked the Steelers.
I don't think you had that right. I'll have to check the tape.
You better check the tape, and then that could be me.
Okay.
Check the tape. But you said 17-16 for sure. Baltimore wins. Maybe you did. Baltimore, I have Steelers, though. Baltimore won the game 30-17. Dan in Texas had Baltimore winning at 37-24, so actually he came the closest. I wasn't expecting that, I have to say it. Joe Flacco played a great game. Baltimore really found the holes when they needed them. And I watched most of this game, and like I said, in looking at it, I was surprised the fact that they were home, and he helped them roll to their first playoff win in Pittsburgh. And it was a pretty tall task. And really, a lot of it was Flacco. In the third quarter, he hits Torrey Smith for a sweet 11-yard score that I could feel, wow, this tide is really, really, really turning. And you could sort of feel that shift. The Ravens won a playoff game in Pittsburgh for the first time in their history, let's just say that. Their history. So how about that? And here was one of the keys. Roethlisberger, and I think I said this when we were trying to nail the score, Roethlisberger would always get the kind of time he needed, and he has that great wide receiver, Antonio Brown. But there wasn't much Brown and Roethlisberger could seem to do. Roethlisberger was sacked 5 times. That was a huge difference in that game. And so lo and behold, the Ravens, they did the thing. It's a cliche, but you can't turn the ball over. They turned the ball over just once. They scored on 6 of 9 possessions. They had an answer every bloody time the Steelers were trying to get that mojo back. Every time they were trying to do it, that was it. They couldn't do it. So congratulations to Baltimore, and sorry nobody nailed the score again. And the night capper game, so you know, Dallas beating Detroit. I mentioned it when I was talking about Chris Christie. 24-20 was the final score. And it was a rough day, actually, for Tony Romo, especially in the beginning of the game, because he was sacked, you know, just knocked down so many times. He was sacked 6 times in that game. But he had a couple of key touchdowns when they needed him. He threw two touchdown passes to Terrence Williams and got that lead back. I mean, they were being blown out 27 and came all the way back again. And then there was a crazy controversial moment in that game. There was a pass interference call that shouldn't have been pass interference. And even some Dallas fans would cop to that. It was very strange because you had this officiating crew that were being rewarded for being good officials, but they had never called games together. And there's something called rhythm, and the rhythm was definitely off. So Matt Stafford, the quarterback for the Lions, who is from Dallas, actually was 28 of 42. He had over 300 yards, and it really looked pretty good for Detroit. It looked like the Cowboys were completely lost, especially in the first half of the game. They did get the 7 points on the board, but they didn't look good at all. And lo and behold, it turned around in a very, very big, big way for the Dallas Cowboys. So now they're moving on to meet Green Bay. There's a lot of you listening to us in Wisconsin. They move on to a date with Green Bay next week after beating the Lions. Wild finish.
I have an update from the predictions desk.
Let's hear it.
I did not take the Ravens like I thought I did. I definitely
took the Steelers.
Yeah. I remember I was debating between the two, and I thought I had ended up on the Ravens bandwagon, but I was wrong, so.
Well, thanks for correcting that.
You're all about accuracy here.
Just so you know, Don says, Kate, tell him never to argue with a woman. I don't think we were arguing. But okay, that was good. So I mentioned the Cowboys and their win, and then you had Carolina that beat Arizona 27-16. I think Bruce Arians should, besides Jason Garrett, should be considered as the coach of the year. He just had so many problems with injuries at quarterback. But Carolina, who wasn't even a 500 team, they decimate Atlanta at the last game of the season. Then this first playoff game, they win. So they're rolling on. And Indy, Andrew Luck, who is the future for Indianapolis. I know there's people that are Colts fans that are listening because you've written me things about that. So how about that? So the Colts also move on, which is kind of what I expected. I mean, you know, Luck looked pretty solid, and the Bengals are eliminated from the playoffs. Couple of game-changing moments there. It all starts with a signal caller, but you got to have that defense helping you out. You got to be able to move that ball, no question about it. So sorry, nobody nailed the score. We'll do it again next week, our Wednesday into Thursday show, second hour, the very last segment. You can win some wonderful prizes, and more than that, who cares about the prizes? You get bragging rights if you nail the score. Thanks for listening.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.